Protesters managed to shut down a few terminals at ports in California, Washington, and Oregon today as part of the Occupy Wall Street movement to block ports on the West Coast. Here in Alaska, a small but vocal group of occupiers marched on the port of Anchorage, not to shut it down, but to make a statement. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer was there.
We are the 99%! We are!
13 occupiers, a Malamute, and about a half a dozen reporters trudged through slush-covered Anchorage streets, waving flags and chanting familiar slogans.
The 99%! We!
Organizer Brian McMillan said Anchorage's Occupy movement had a special focus to call attention to the problems with the Port of Anchorage expansion project.
Keep it safety concerns and so on and so forth, and try to keep a focus. And the focus is on the corporations that are running the port.
Protesters marched the half mile or so from the city's Town Square Park to the front of the Alaska Railroad headquarters, where McMillan read a proclamation of sorts. It was actually a parody resignation letter from Port Director Bill Sheffield.
The estimated cost of Port of Anchorage expansion project has ballooned from $147 million in 2002 to over $1 billion today. And it will need federal, state, and municipality funds to be completed.
Afterwards, the protesters marched a couple of blocks further to the top of the road that leads to the Port of Anchorage in a symbolic gesture of solidarity with fellow port occupiers along the West Coast. There, they unfurled a banner with one word on it, solidarity. Protesters Terrence Van Ettinger and Ben Frick.
I want to see a better world for everybody. I want to see equality. Everybody having access to basic needs. And I want to see government that is of, by, and for the people, just like, you know, our forefathers originally stated.
Gosh, there's so much. In our immediate future, I'd just love to see a more equal economy, but overall, I'd just like to see a more ecologically conscious world.
Lindsay Witt, public relations director with the Port of Anchorage, said in a prepared statement, quote, "We remain committed to continuing our operations while respecting the right of demonstrators to express themselves through safe and legal actions. The issues that have spurred demonstrations in other ports along the West Coast are not applicable to our services or our operations." I'm Ellen Lockyer.